Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schuz for Fu Shleima and Bracha Vatzlacha for Rabbi Yitzchak Menachem and Gittam Lower Brian Delea and for Yoav and Esther Fu Shleima and for Shalva Bas Abigail Reisel, Yudah Ben Sion Ben Naomi, Shlom Ben Fegedina. They should all have Fu Shleima B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael and Bracha Vatzlacha for David Shekrala Ben Rachel and for Moshe Shimon ben Brian Akela, Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, and for Aaron Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, and for Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachel Leah, they should all have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'ase yideihem. This coming week we have the sugya and daf yomi and daf kuf chav gimel. That's what we're going to be learning. We're going to try mirtz Hashem to have a shir and a sugya in that coming week's daf yomi. That's the hope, to start now, never too late. So it says in the Mishnah that Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos V'Dal Sosein Mimoyim, all Kelim can be taken on Shabbos and their doors with them, Af Al Pishen Esparku, even though they were detached, Shein Amdon L'Dal Sosabayis, because they are not like house doors, which if they are nisparku, if they're removed, they cannot be moved. L'visha'eno min hamuchan, because these house doors are not considered prepared. So, if you have a kli that has a door, so you can move the kli with the door. But if you have just the house door, that's not considered prepared, that's not considered a kli, and therefore muksa. And now we have specific uses for kelim. Not adam kurnas, a person can take a hammer, lafatebo a gozim, crack nuts, kardam lachtubos advela, hatchet to cut a cake of pressed figs, magera lagaros agvina, a saw to slice cheese, magrefa ligrof bos agrogoros, a shovel to scoop up dried figs from the bottom of the barrel, as harachas v'sam malgeiz l'seisel lav lakotin, a winnowing shovel or a pitchfork to put food in it for a kid, as hakush v'as hakarka litzchov bo, a spindle or a weaver's reed to put, spear fruit with it, machat shel yad litobo sakot, a hand needle to remove a splinter with it, v'shel sakoyim liftoch bo sadelas, or a sackmaker's needle to open a door with it. So we're going to be focusing on the Machat Shel Yad. I read the Mishnah, it should be a Dover Shalim. Machat Shel Yad, Lito Boaz HaKotz. Says the Gemara in Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, Shalach Le Rava Berei De Rabba Le Rav Yosef. Rava, the son of Rabba, sent the following Shalat Rav Yosef. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, our master should teach us, Machat Shenitel Charor Ukta Ma, what is the halacha with respect to a needle whose eye or point was removed? Does it lose the status of being a kli, and is therefore mukser not? Normally, Yosef answered, "Tenisua, we have a Mishnah, machat shel yad litabol sakotz. You could take a sewing needle to remove a splinter. V'chima ichbas leila kotz bein nekuva lebein shein nekuva. What is the splinter care whether it has an eye or it doesn't have an eye? So, since the Mishnah says that you're allowed to take a splinter to remove, you're allowed to take a sewing needle to remove a splinter, and this needle can be used even if the eye is removed, it must be, it still has the status of a kli, even though it doesn't have the eye. What about if it doesn't have a uktza, that the Gemara doesn't discuss, if it doesn't have the uktza? But if the uksa wouldn't be, but if it, we wouldn't be able to take out the splinter, if it's missing the point, then in a chinami, maybe it'd be uksa. But the eye of the needle, that can be used for a splinter, so therefore we don't care if it has an eye or not, and it's still a kli. Esve, so Rava asked Rav Yosef from the following Mishnah, Machat shenitel charor uksa tahira, a needle whose eye or point has been removed is tarai, it's not Makabal Tumah, because not considered a kli anymore. So you see that the removal of the needle's eye is Mevatel Shem Kli. So you just told me that if it doesn't have an eye, it's still called a kli. We see from here it's not called a kli. Amar Abaye, Abaye answer, Tumah Shabbos Karamis. Are you contrasting Tumah with Shabbos? Tumah kli maisa beinan. For as far as Tumah is concerned, to be makabel Tumah, it has to be a kli maisa. As it says in Bamidbar, when it's talking about what they took away from the Midjanim, the spoils, and they were makabel Tumas Mace, it says kol kli maisa. So every fashioned utensil, a fashionable utensil. So if it was fashioned for a specific use, and it's still used for that, then it's makabel Tumah. And if not, not. As Rashi says, kli maisa, shemaisa shelo kayim. The maisa that it was used for has to remain. Lenyan Shabbos midi dechazi b'inan. As far as Shabbos is concerned, in order for it to be non-muksa, all it has to be is chazi. It has to be roi. Vanami chazi l'mishkel abakotz. And this needle whose eye is removed is roi to remove the splinter. So when you're talking about tumah, it has to be able to do the original maisa. Rashi says shemaisa shalokayim. The original maisa that this kli can do, it still has to do. If you remove the eye of the needle, it can no longer do that maisa. So it's no longer makabel tumah. But Shabbos is andres. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, as long as it's roi, that's enough. So here it wasn't no longer fit for use to be used to sew, but you can still remove a splinter. So therefore, as far as Tumah is concerned, it's no longer a kli when the eye is removed. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, even after the eye of the needle is removed, it's still considered a kli, and it is not muksa. So we see that there's a contrast between Dine Tumah with respect to Dine Kli with respect to Tumah, Dine Kli with respect to Shabbos. With respect to Tumah, Kli Maisa Be'inan, you need that it should have a shame, Kli Maisa. Fashion utensil, Shemaisa Shalokayim. And as far as Shabbos, Midi Dechazi Be'inan. Something that's Roy, and as long as it's Roy, L'mishkel HaBakot, that's enough. On my Rava said, Manda Kamosiv, Shaper Kamosiv. The Kasha from Tumah was a good Kasha. Why? Midle Inyan Tumah, Lav Manahu. Le'inyan Shabbos Nami Lav Manahu. From the fact that by Tumah it's not considered a Kli, with respect to Shabbos it is also not considered a Kli. So he says that it's Taka Good Kasha. Because if by Tumah you see the eye of the needle is removed, it's not a Kli. Whatever the law would be by Tumah, also by Shabbos it would cease to be a Kli. So Frek Toisvis Tema in the Tosdi Ramasal Medilla Inyan Hatanan Likaman Kola Kalamani Talim Shivrayam Nitalim. We learn later on that all Kalam are moved on Shabbos and even their broken parts. Afagavdalinyan Tumaloave Monikish Nishbar El Ali de Yichu the Perisha Kuntrus Bisof the Sofamatsniya. Even though Rashi holds that the broken pieces are not considered kelim l'inyan tumah unless you set them aside for a specific use. So you see, Akashan Rava, you just told me that if it's not a kli l'inyan tumah, it's also not a kli l'inyan Shabbos. Tosfos says, wait a second. Later on we see that you can't compare. Something can be a kli l'inyan Shabbos, and not l'inyan tumah. It's lav. He says l'inyan tumah lav mana l'inyan Shabbos nami lav mana. If it's not a considered a kli for tumah, it's also not considered a kli as far as Shabbos is concerned, as far as dine muksa, because then it's not a kli is muksa. And we see it's not true. We see that shivrei kelim, as far as Shabbos is concerned, are not considered muksa because they are a kli. And as far as Tumah is concerned, it's not a Kabbal Tumah because it's not a Kli. Unless you're Miyachidim for a certain Tashmish. You can't say that just because it's not a kli for tumah, it's also not a kli l'inyan Shabbos. You see, it's not a kli l'inyan tumah, the shivrei kli. And l'inyan Shabbos, it is a kli. And for Tosfos, yesh lomar d'achi perusha. Now, this is what it means. What Rava means is, midele inyan tumah lav mana filu al yidei yichud, that a needle that's whose eye was removed, or whose sharp point was removed, is not considered a kli l'inyan Shabbos, because l'inyan tuma, it's not considered a kli, even if you were miyachidit. Mid l'inyan tuma lav mana fila de yichud. If by tuma it's not a kli, even with yichud, the kev nidah charo uksa lo mana be yichud, because once you remove the eye or the sharp point, yichud doesn't help. L'inyan Shabbos nami lav manu. L'inyan Shabbos is also not considered a kli. So that's the comparison. If yichud doesn't help by tumah, then it's also not considered a kli by Shabbos. And an example of that would be nita luk harara upsa. Since yichud doesn't help by tumah, setting it aside for as a kli wouldn't help by tumah, it's also not a kli for Shabbos. Aval heichad av amana l'inyan tumah al-yidei yichud. But if you have a kli that would be considered a kli le'inyan tuma, if you are miyachid, it is a kli. It could be a kli for Shabbos even without yichud. Why? Kevan de yochel liyos kli le'inyan tuma. Since it could be a kli le'inyan tuma. So therefore, it's a kli, because if you're miyachid it for as a kli, it's considered a kli for tuma. So even Rava would agree that in such a case, by Shabbos it would be a kli, even if you're not miyachid it. And this is borne out later in the Gemara, as Tosfos points out, by the next step in the Gemara, which we're not going to do. Al-Kopanim, we see a Yesod here from Tosfos. And what's the Yesod from Tosfos? The Yesod is that even Rava agrees that there's a difference between Tumah and Shabbos. And Tumah requires Kli Maisa, and Shabbos doesn't require Kli Maisa. It could be a Kli Linyan Shabbos and not Linyan Tumah. The kasha of Rava was about a machat that no longer has an eye or a sharp point. There it's not makabel tumah even al yidei yichud. So there's a giron bigger tzuras hakli. Even setting it aside doesn't help. And there Rava said, okay, if setting it aside doesn't help by tumah, by Shabbos it's also nothing. Shabbos where you don't need a kli maisa, but it has to have some sort of tzuras kli. And if it doesn't, then it is not considered a kli, and is muktza. So what do we see from this Gemara, I'll call upon him. We see Yisod, that in order to be a kli on Shabbos, it's much easier for it to be a kli on Shabbos than it is for it to be a kli as far as Hilchas Tumah. As far as Hilchas Shabbos goes, a kli in the Nafkamina is muktza or not muktza. If it's not a kli, it's muktza. By Tumah, the Nafkamina is that if it's not a kli, it's not makabel Tumah. So to make, create a kli, to have a shem kli on Shabbos is much easier than to have a clean shem kli by Tumah. By Tumah, it has to be a kli maisa. And Shabbos, it just has to have its suras kli. By Tumah, it has to have, we saw in Rashi, that its original use, it has to retain its original use. And if it loses that original use, it's no longer a kli. It has to have a shame of a kli maisa fashion kli. If it loses that original shame kli, it's no longer kli and not makabel tumah. And by Shabbos, we don't need that. And Shabbos, as long as it has some sort of tzuras kli, it's considered a kli. So if by tumah you could be miyachid, since it's by tumah, if it still has a tzuras kli, if you're miyachid, it is a kli, it's makabel tumah. So even if you're not miyachid, it is a kli, on Shabbos, such a kli, if it has a tzuras kli, it is considered a kli. So there's a much lighter geder on Shabbos than there is with respect to tumah. And we say that a kli, that in order for it to be makabel tumah, you have to be miyachid, it is a shame kli. On Shabbos, we say that such a kli, even if you're not miyachid, it still has a shame. It still is called a kli. Tumah you have to be miyachid it as a kli. And Shabbos such a kli that being miyachid it would be enough for Tumah. Shabbos you don't even have to be miyachid it as a kli. You don't even have to set it aside. But if it doesn't have a tsuras kli at all, like a machat that you took away the sharp point or the eye, there even on Shabbos it wouldn't be considered a kli. So you see, Akopanim, certainly according to Abaye says that Tumah Shabbos Karam is Tumah, you need a Kli Maisa. So therefore, if you take away the eye of the needle, it's not a Kli Maisa. It's not Makabel Tumah anymore. It's not a Kli. But Shabbos, it has to be Roy for anything. So it's a much lighter Gedder. And even according to Rav, who argues and says you can compare the two, that's only because with respect to the Machat. There it has no tsuras kli. So since it has no tsuras kli, being miyachid it by tumah doesn't help to make it a kli, and therefore by Shabbos doesn't help either. It's not going to be considered a kli. But even Rava would agree, says Tosfos, that if you have a kli, that if you would be miyachid it, it would be considered a kli as far as tumah is concerned. On Shabbos, it's considered a kli. Even if you're not miyached it as a kli. Why? Because it has the ikar tzur as kli. So if it lost its original status, then Rava would say that by tumah just be miyached it as a kli, and then it's makabel tumah. And by Shabbos you wouldn't even have to be miyached it as long as it has its tzur as kli. And tumah, if it has its tzur as kli and it lost its original use, you have to be miyachid. But Akoponim, both according to Abaye and Rava, it's much easier for it to be considered a kli as far as Shabbos is concerned than it is with respect to Tumah. However, we find other places where the gedder of kli on Shabbos is more chamor than the gedder of kli with respect to Tumah. In Tosis and Daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, Dibur Masl Big Day Aniyim, they write with respect to a garment that has shalosh al shalosh, it's bos, if it's only 3x3 fingers, with respect to ashirim, such a beged is not makabel tumah. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam, there Tosfos says, nafim zayin, the dafka b'tumas medrash to be yugotalya milsa. So this is all concerning tumas medrash, where you sit in it or lie on it, and it's makabel tumah. So there it's talui in being miyached it. So, by Ashirim, if it's only 3x3 etzbos, it's not makabel tumah. Avol b'sha'ar tumis, lo talya milsa b'yichud, da'afi lo haya muto b'ashba, marbinam, m'mivve ha'beged, d'sholosh al-sholosh mitameh, bein laniyam, bein b'ashirim, d'bekwelo miflik midi. But as far as other tumas are concerned, it doesn't matter. Even if it's in the garbage, we learn from the word vehabeged that 3x3 is makabel tumah, whether it belongs to an ani or an ashir. So this whole chiluk that 3x3 etzbos is only makabel tumah if it's the beged of an ani, because for him it's chashiv and not for an ashir, is only with respect to tumas medrash. But other tumas, there's no chiluk. So by medrash, there's a special din that it's only makabel tumas medrash if you're miyached it as a beged. So an ashir, 3x3 etzbos, isn't miyached it. For him, it's not a beged. For an ani, it is. That's only as far as tumas medrash is concerned. But other tumas, which aren't talui in yichud, whether it's an ani or an ashir, 3x3 etzbos is enough for it to be considered a beged. That's makabel tumah. So there's no nafkamina between an ani and an ashir. So that's as far as tumah is concerned. However, you see, in that sugi over there, in Mem Zayin, that as far as Shabbos is concerned, there is a chiluk. That a beged that has 3x3 where are we going to get to Shabbos? That a beged that has 3x3 that belongs to an usher is muksa and usher betiltel. And so right, the Achronim brought in the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Shin Ches, Yiv Katan and Beis. So if you have a beged that's 3x3 etzbos that belongs to an usher, it's muksa and usher betiltel. Why? Because it's not a kli. So what do we see from here? We see a big chiddush that you can have something that, as far as tumah is concerned, is considered a kli. 3x3 etzbos, we said, except for medrash, legabe all dinei tumah, 3x3 etzbos is considered a kli and is makabel tumah. But as far as hilchas Shabbos is concerned, if an usher owns a baguette of 3x3 etzbos, it's not considered a kli and it's a muksa. So you see that as far as the beged is concerned, it's much easier for it to have a shem kli as far as hilchas tumah is concerned than as far as Shabbos is concerned. And that is in contrast to what we learned before. Before we saw in Tosfos and in the Gemara on Kufchav Gimel that it's much easier for it to be a kli on Shabbos than it is with respect to tumah. And now we're learning Fakir, that it's much easier for it to be a kli with respect to tumah than it is to be a kli with respect to Shabbos. So if you have a baguette, shel shetzbos, it is makabel tumah even if it belongs to an usher, except for tumas midras, but all the tumas is makabel, because it's a kli. Lumadzot, as far as Shabbos is concerned, if it belongs to an usher, 3x3 etzbos, it's not a kli, and therefore it's muksa. And the Tosis we read says that with respect to Tumah, filo emuto ba'ashpa, even if it's in the garbage, we learn from Ve'abege that 3x3 is metame. So we see in the Gemara on Kufchav Ham and Aleph with respect to Shivrei Kalim that if you throw them on Friday into the garbage, they're usser. They lose their shame kli. Why? Rashi says, because Gali Daite Me'asmo Delav Mana, your Megaladas, that it's not a kli. That's also the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Oslo Taltala and Shin Chazain came into Batla Me'asold kli. You're now going to move it because it's no longer considered a kli. So what do we see? We see that there's a difference. If you take, as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned, if you throw it in the garbage, it's no longer on Friday, the Shever kli, it's no longer considered a kli. But as far as Tumah is concerned, if you have a beged that you threw away, if it's 3x3, it is still considered a kli. So once again we see that in order to be a kli, as far as Tumah is concerned, it's much easier than as far as Shabbos is concerned. Shabbos, he throws it in the garbage, it loses its shame kli. He throws it on Friday, and as far as Tumah goes, it doesn't lose its shame kli if it's thrown in the garbage. So we have to understand, what's the klal? Well, is Shabbos a geder, an easier geder, a lighter geder than Tumah? Or is Tumah a lighter geder than Shabbos? We see a stira. We saw an argamar on Kufchav Gimel that as far as Shabbos is concerned, the geder is more kal, it's much easier for it to be a kli as far as Shabbos. But we saw from Tosis and of Mem Zayin, and it's also Tosis Kufchav Zayin on the base, that as far as Tumah goes, it's much easier for it to be makabel Hashem kli as far as Tumah than it is for Shabbos. So what are we going to do? So the Sefer Beis HaOtzar, very, very good Sefer, Hachas, and the Perakol HaKelim, he says as follows, this is the klal. V'asher mechuvar be'ezaz Hashem Yisbarach, shecholak yisod adin kli betumah yisod adin kli b'Shabbos. There's a fundamental difference between kli of Tumah and kli of Shabbos. But you could have guessed that on your own. She yisod adin kli betumah, in yano dover sheyesh bo chashivus lekabel tumah, shegazra haTorah shedover sheyesh lo chashivus kli roy lekabel tumah. Ach legabei Shabbos ikar adin kli haynu lahagdir es hachifetz kemuchan l'shimush. As far as tumah goes, the Torah was gozer that something that has chashivus of a kli is roy lekabel tumah. But as far as Shabbos goes, The Iker Din Kli is to define this object as being prepared for use. That it's a Kli that's Mukhan L'Shimush. So as far as Tuma goes, it has to have the Chashivas of a Kli, and as far as Shabbos is concerned, it has to be prepared for use. And now we can understand the Chalukei Dinim. As far as Tuma is concerned, as long as it's considered a Kli, it's going to be a Mekabel Tum. If it doesn't have the Chashivas of a Kli, it's not a Mekabel Tum. As far as Shabbos is concerned, we only care that it should have a Chashivas of a Kli, that it should be prepared for use. And that's the Chiluk of the Gemara between Shabbos and Tuma with respect to Kli Maisa. That with respect to Tuma, the Iker Hakpada is of the on the Chashivas of the Dover Kli. It has to have a Shem Kli Maisa. So if it's considered a Kli Maisa, if it retains, as we said before, that it retains its previous use, it's a fashion Kli, it had the Shem Kli for one purpose before. So as long as it continues to have the Shem Kli, the Chashivas of a Kli, it's fine. Or even if you're miyached it, could be that it's not, doesn't have the original use, but you're miyached it as a Kli, and therefore since you're miyached it, now it has the Chashivas of a Kli for something else, but you're giving it the Chashivas of a Shem Kli, of a Kli Maisa. Shabbos, we don't care if Nishla Maaseh, if it's completed, if it's a completely fashioned Kli. All that concerns us on Shabbos is that it's Mukhan L'Shimush. And therefore Abaye says, Midi the Chazi Ba'inan. I used to have a friend named Chazi. We need something that's Royal L'Shimush. If it's Royal L'Shimush and Shabbos is enough, you can take a coat, it's enough. Rabbi doesn't like that. Rabbi says it's mamish nothing. If it doesn't have an eye or a sharp point, it loses bechlal its tzuras kli. But on Shabbos, even Rabbi would agree that anything that bechlal has its tzuras kli, so it doesn't have to have the chashivas of a kli, but it just has to be categorized. It doesn't have to be a kli chashiv. But as long as it's categorized as a kli, that's enough. That as far as Tumah would be concerned, how do we know? That if as far as Tumah is concerned, if you're miyached it for a certain purpose, now would you get the chashivas of a kli on Shabbos? You don't even have to be miyached it in order for it to have a shem kli. As long as potentially, you could be miyached it for something. Why? Because on Shabbos is a much lighter gather. All we need is that it should be muchan l'shimush. So any kli that's muchan l'shimush, even if you haven't been miyached it for any specific shimush, even if it isn't considered a kli chashuv, even if it isn't considered a kli maisa, that it either has its previous purpose or a new, or it has a shame kli because of a new chashuv purpose. So as far as Shabbos is concerned, as far as Tumah is concerned, you have to actually be miyached it. There has to be a kli maisa that what you originally made it for, it still has that purpose. So it has the chashivas of a kli, or you give it a new chashivas, but you have to actively make it a kli maisa. On Shabbos you don't. On Shabbos, as long as it has some sort of tzuras hakli, even if you're not miyached it for anything, and even if it lost its original purpose, as long as it can be used for something, that's enough. Now, as far as Bigdei Aniyim and Ashirim, with respect to Tumah, we can say that since a baguette of 3x3 is chashuv for Aniyim, it has chashivas for Aniyim, so it's considered a baguette chashuv. Even though before Al Ashirim aren't going to use it, and an Ashir has this 3x3 baguette, doesn't bother us. Because it has the chashivas. 3x3 has the chashivas of a baguette. 3x3 has both. And therefore it's going to be Makabel Tumah, even if an Ashir owns it. Because it has the chashivas of a Kli, even if Befol he's not using it. But you have to give it a chashiva. It has a chashivas. But with respect to Shabbos, the Iker Din Kli is talui in whether it's muchan l'shimush. And if it's owned by an ashir, it's not muchan l'shimush. It's not a kli muchan l'shimush. Because an ashir doesn't use a baguette of 3x3. So therefore, as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's not considered a kli. So it's the same yisod. Does it have the chashivas of a kli? Or does it not have the chashivas of a kli? By Tumah, if it has the chashivas of a kli, it's makabel Tumah. And if it doesn't have the chashivas of a kli, it's not makabel Tumah. And therefore, if it's a beggar, a 3x3 owned by an ashir, we don't care. It has the chashivas of a kli. But on Shabbos, what's the koveya? What's the determining factor? Whether it's muchan l'shimush. And if it's 3x3 etzbos and it's owned by an ashir, it's bechlal not muchan l'shimush. And that's the same chiluk that we have with respect to something thrown in the garbage. When you're talking about tumah, we can say that since guf hadavar is roi l'shimush, so it's not matmal and not morid, that a person threw it into the garbage. It doesn't matter. Why not? Because it has a shame kli wherever it is. It has a shame kli if I'm holding it, or it has a shame kli if it's in the garbage. But with respect to Shabbos, it's totally if it's muchan l'shimush. If you throw it in the garbage on Friday, it's no longer muchan l'shimush. So if you take the kli and it's muchan l'shimush, as look at Rashi, lashon of Rashi, kufchavayam and aleph, goli daite miyasmul delav manu. Yesterday you were megala das that it's not a kli, meaning that you're not interested in using it anymore. It's not muchan l'shimush. If you throw it in the middle of Shabbos, so it doesn't help. There it's not going to be muksa. It still retains its shame kli. Because the moment it's muchan, the koveh is it muchan bein hashmashos? It's muchan bein hashmashos. Look at the lashon of the Ritva. The kol shehuchna bein hashmashos, sula mahani le'zrika lotzim mitaris kli. As long as muchan bein hashmashos, that's it. Because it all depends on hachana. Is it muchan l'shimush? If it's muchan l'shimush, ben hashmash is a kli. If before ben hashmash, it's not muchan l'shimush, you're saying you're not interested in it anymore? So memela, it's not a kli, and it's muksa. If ben hashmash is you are interested, it doesn't matter if you threw it out on Shabbos, it's not muksa. Still has Torah's kli, because it's muchan l'shimush, the koveh is ben hashmash. In the Gemara in Shabbos in the Avkufcha Beg Dalet Amid Beis, where Papa says that it's Pashut, that if you throw your garment into the garbage, it doesn't become Muksa. The Ritva explains, because Glima Shu Dover Chashuv V'Hamivat Lo Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam Eitzel Kol B'nei Adam. Because this cloak, since it's a Dover Chashuv, if you try to be Mevatel it, Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. And so writes the Bir Halacha, Midaito HaRachava, Shin Ches Zayin, Kli Shalem, the Sham Einon Asim Muksib is Rikasim, Mishum the Batla Daito. So, if you take a Shever Kli and throw it away, that's something else. That you can be Mevatel in Erev Shabbos. But if you take a kli shalem, if you take a glima, and you throw it in the garbage, says the Bir Halacha, batla daita. So lechor, we have to understand, when we're talking about this glima that you throw in the garbage, why do we have to explain batla daita? It's not muksa because batla daita. I have a much more pashut reason that it's not muksa. You know why it's not muksa? Because it's a kli gamur. So how's it shayach to be muksa? So why do they have to come out to batla daita way to kol adam? That most people don't throw such things away, so his das is batal. And it's not muksa. So based on our yesod, it's beautiful. That in order to be a kli on Shabbos, it has to be muchan l'shimush adam. So even if you take a kli shalim and you throw it in the garbage, it's no longer muchan l'shimush adam. And you should ask the tiltel. So why then is it such a davar pashut in the Gemara if you throw the gleam in the garbage that it still retains its shem kli and it's not makabel tuma? The teretz is because batla daito doesn't help because nobody else does this, so his throwing it away doesn't help. But if not for batla daito, we would say it's not muchan l'shimush. He threw it away. So with our yisod, we understand why we have to come on to batla daito. Otherwise, we can just say it's a kli. But we don't care that it has on Shabbos, that it has, just that it has the chashivas of a kli. Even if it doesn't have the chashivas of a kli, the koveya is in muchan l'shimush. So if you take a shever kli and you throw it away, so that's an erev Shabbos, it's no longer muchan l'shimush. But if you talk about an undamaged garment, person throws it away, so there, the havamina would be that it would also be muksa, because it's not muchan l'shimush anymore, and therefore the bir halacha and the ritva say batla daita way to kol adam. The Shvus Yitzchak, a very good sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes Rav Eliyashiv a lot, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says in the name of Rav Eliyashiv that if you throw away a kli chad pa'mi, a disposable utensil or a plastic bottle after you used it on Friday, it doesn't have a shem kli because the derech is to throw them in the garbage. That's why they're disposable. That's why they're chad pa'mi. And you can't say bat l'daita. Maybe it's a kli gamur. It's a good plastic bottle. A good starka plastic bottle. The answer is, here there's no batla daito, because people do throw such things away, and it's no longer muchan l'shimush. You threw it away on Friday. The Gemara in Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, it says, Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Cheres Ketana, Mutl Taltal B'Chatzir. A little piece of cheres, of earthenware, you're allowed to move it in a chatzir, Aval B'Karmelis Lo, but not in a Karmelis. Rav Nachman himself says, not in the name of Shmuel, but himself, he's even in the Carmelis, but not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You're not allowed to move it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rava says you're even allowed to move it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rashi says, "B'chotzer d'shchichi ba kelim shecheres is a royal lem l'kisui v'teres kli olav. Avaloi b'Carmelis afilu b'sach arba amos d'lo shchichi ba mani d'lo chazil l'ksuye." You know why you're allowed to take this little piece of cheres in the courtyard? Because there are a lot of kelim there, and you can use it as a covering, and it has a teres kli, but not in a Carmelis, even within arba amos. Which normally you're allowed to carry in a karmelis, but here it's a muksa, you're not even allowed to move it. Because in a karmelis, there are not many kalim, and therefore it's not roy for a kisui. And then we have the next opinion. Rav Nachman himself says that you're allowed to move it in a karmelis. Why? Since it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Since it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so people sit there, and chazi l'chasas barok, you can cover up spittle with it. So it has a use in a karmelis, but not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. This is a rabbin, there is no use for it. In the Carmelis, you're going to be Mechasa the Rogue. But not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rava says, no, even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? What are you going to use it for in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? People don't just sit there in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. In the Carmelis, they sit around. Azli v'yasvi hasen. So therefore, Chazi l'chasas baroque. So in the Carmelis, people just sit there, and therefore, you know, they want it to look nice, so they're going to be mechasa the rogue, but not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And Rava says, no, even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is fine. Why is even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim fine? Because Rashi explains, Kevin the chotzer kliu ba'alma nami lo paka l'shem kli mine. In the chotzer, since it's considered a kli, so it's always considered a kli. Since it can be used as a kli in a chatzer, it's considered a kli, even for the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what emerges from this Gemara? That we can be mechalik with respect to this piece of the shard of earthenware between different places. Maybe it's a kli and a chatzar, not in a karmelis. Maybe it's a kli and a karmelis, not in a mishas a rabbin. Why? A kli is a kli is a kli is a kli. And the answer is, no, if it's mukhan l'shimush. So if it's mukhan l'shimush in the chatzar, then it's not muksa, but it's not mukhan l'shimush in the karmelis, it is muksa. If it's mukhan l'shimush in the karmelis, it's not muksa, but it's not mukhan l'shimush in the rabbin where it is muksa. And then we have the last opinion. This is always considered mukhan l'shimush wherever you are. But you see, there could be a chiluk mekomos because it's all the yisod of mukhan l'shimush. In the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak in Perek Dalet, Oz Beis, he says, Ladina, that even though we see in the Mishnah Kufchav Dalet Amid Beis, Shekol HaKelem Ani Tolem B'Shabbos, Shivrein Yitolem Yimayim, you can take the Kelem and there are broken pieces. And it's Paskin, Azoy, in the Rambam, in the 25th Perek of Hilchos Shabbos, Loch Yud Beis, in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Ches. Sif Vav, and the Achronim bring it LaHalacha. Nevertheless, Hayidna, She'ein Derech L'Shtamish B'Shivrei Kelem L'Shum Tashmish. But bisman hazeh, that we don't use shivrei kelim for any tashmish, batel shem kli mehem basur mitiltel. They no longer have a shem kli, and you are not allowed to be mitaltel. And he's medaktik from Shmuel and Rav Nachman in the Gemara, that we see whether it's omed lemalacha. Medaktik it from the Gemara, that it has to be Omed l'malacha. And therefore, bizman hazeh, you can look there in the Shvus Yitzchak, I don't have it in front of me. Therefore, bizman hazeh, that we are not using shivrei kli for any malacha, they have no use, therefore they're muksa. However, as far as tum is concerned, maybe the halacha wouldn't change. Because what do we say before? We said before that it's tameh, it's makabel tumah, it's considered a kli, even if it's biyad ashir, even if you're a zarek la'ashpa. Why? Because it's not. We don't care whether it's mukhan l'shimush. We say be'etzim, is it a kli or isn't it a kli? So even bizman hazeh, that a person might throw it away, we said in Tosfos that even if the person throws it away, it's still is a shame kli. Because be'etzim, it's a kli, so maybe bizman hazeh hasn't changed. Or maybe bizman hazeh be'etzim is not considered a kli anymore. But it's not about being mukhan l'shimush. So maybe bizman hazeh, since despite the fact that we don't use it anymore, shivrei kli, but maybe as far as tumah is concerned, it's still a kabel tumah. But Shabbos, where the whole yesod is that it's whether it's mukhan l'shimush or not, if bizman hazeh shivrei kelim aren't mukhan l'shimush, they're nothing. One could possibly argue, but that's definitely a way of thinking, a derech machshava. One more point, the din of klisha malachto le'isser that we say in Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, that's nito l'tzorech gufo makomo, a lot of Achornim write that if it has no shimush of heter on Shabbos, this klisha malachto le'isser, it's considered muksa machmas gufo. So there are kelim shemalachtam l'isser today that have no shimush shel heter, and therefore they would be considered muksa machmas gufo, and you're not allowed to move them l'tzorech gufo and l'tzorech makomo like you're normally allowed to move kli shemalachto l'issers. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Mem Zayin Amar Aleph in the Jewish V'chiddush that a psila dolekes, a lit wick, has a din of a kli. Nevertheless, it writes Rabbi Kiva Eger, psila kvuya ave muksa gomer mishum de melachto le isser vein mishtamshim ba b'chol l'shum davar akadat lo. If it's a psila kvuya, if it is an extinguished wick, it's complete muksa. Because it's melachto le isser, and you don't use it for anything other than hadlaka, the lochazi l'shum davar. And therefore, it's like mamish muksa gamur. It's like muksa machmas gufo. You know, in a movie, it has no a psila kvuya that has no purpose, no mutter usage on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move even the tzarech guf makomo, even though normally klishim achdus you're allowed to the tzarech guf makomo, but if it has no purpose on Shabbos, no mutter use, you're not allowed to move the tzarech guf makomo. And so writes the Prima Gadim, and they shall have ram sim shin chesiv kot yud beis called the milsa called sharoi lishim tashmish sharoi lagufo. If it's roy for any tashmish, you're allowed to use it lagufo or makomo. If you have a klishim alachto leiser, you have a pen, you want to use it as a bookmark, that's the tzarech gufo. You need to place the tzarech makoma. But if it has no mutter use on Shabbos, that people would use it, k'she'ein roi l'tashmish Shabbos v'yontif, after Torah's kli alav, even if it's considered a kli, mamahani v'asil makoma, you're not allowed to move it at all. So writes the Aruch HaShulchan, our lamps, ner shelanu shekorim leichter, opamotos shelanu shekorim lampin, hema ba'atzma muksim itam she'enam ruin l'shum tashmish, rak lahadlik bo. You only use it to light. V'avam alachto le'isser, she'enam ruin l'malachas heter klaz, no malachas heter, I assume it's when it's off. So it has no use at all when it's off. Not for heter, no use at all for heter, only for isser, only to light it. And therefore, they're aser betiltul, gam letzorach gufo, and then gam letzorach makoma. So what's the yisod that we see from all these achronim? That the heter of tiltul akli is that it's muchan l'shimush ha'adam. But if you have a kli shemalach to l'iser, that it's not muchan at all l'shimush ha'adam, he's not allowed to move it, even letzorach gufo makoma. And it has a din of muksa machmas gufo. Mashenken, if it's a kli shemalach to l'iser, that is muchan l'shimush for a different type of shimush than the yisir. And on Shabbos, it's mutter to move l'tzorach gufo l'tzorach makom. We should all be zelchem yitz Hashem. To be mamik b'inyanei muksa. So many interesting sugya, so l'maisa also. L'umod l'lamed l'shmo v'lasiz l'kainz kol divrei samot v'rosu v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.